الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، الحمد لله على ما من به من تكرار هذه المجالس المباركة، فعلى بركة الله نبدأ.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by saying part of the khutbah to Hajjah, which is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beginning his speeches with. Although I stated earlier, our praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of all themselves, and the evil recompense of all bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can cause to go astray, and whomsoever Allah decrees to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger. And then the Shaykh, hafidhahullah ta'ala, proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jal for allowing us to come together in the continuation of these blessed gatherings. And the Shaykh, hafidhahullah ta'ala, stated that we will continue with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah, alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يقول المصنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى وغفر الله له ولشيخنا وللحاضرين والمستمعين جميعا في كتابه رياض الصالحين باب الولي العادل. قال الله تعالى: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان. وقال تعالى: وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين.
الحمد لله. هذا الباب بعد أن بين ماذا يجب على ولاة الأمور من الرفق برعاياهم وبمن ولاه الله أمرهم، هنا يتكلم عن الوالي العادل، أي الحاكم المسلم العادل في رعيته. فالعدل أساس بقاء الأمور، والإحسان إلى الناس في حق الولاة واجب عليهم أن يحسنوا إلى رعاياهم. والقسط أي العدل، فالله يحبه ويحب المقسطين، فهذا أعظم ما يكون من حق على الوالي، ومن صفات الوالي العادل أن يكون كذلك.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that after the author mentioned what is incumbent or what is obligatory upon the rulers with regards to being compassionate and merciful with those people under their care, the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, followed it with the successor of the next chapter, entitled the chapter of the just ruler. And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala explained that what is meant in this verse with the word muqsitin, those are rulers that are just. And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala stated that it is incumbent and obligatory upon the rulers to be compassionate to those people who are under their care. And from the qualities of the just ruler are these qualities, this quality of qist and this quality of adl mentioned in these verses. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله: إمام عادل، وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله، ورجل قلبه معلق في المساجد، ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه، ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله، ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه، ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه. متفق عليه.
ورجل دعته امرأة.
ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله.
أخاف.
إني أخاف الله.
أخاف.
إني أخاف الله. ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأكفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه، ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه. متفق عليه.
أخاف الله منصوبة عندك ولا مضمومة؟
لا، مرفوع.
ها؟
مرفوع.
طيب.
جزاك الله
خير. هؤلاء السبعة اتصفوا بصفات
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that these seven individuals in this hadith, they have been characterized or they have been described as having certain qualities. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that these qualities are minimal and people that are like them are in similar situations.
الإمام العادل.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that what was mentioned is the just Imam, the just ruler. With regards to those people under his care, the ruler who is just and far from oppression. And a young man who grew up worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لأن مادة الشباب مادة الطيش.
And the Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala stated that because what is characteristic of a young person is recklessness.
مادة عمرية فيها جرأة على الوقوع في الشهوات والمعاصي.
And it is likely that the person who is young, he is overtaken by his desires and whims.
عندما يكون هذا الشاب الذي فيه هذه الصفات قد ألزم نفسه بطاعة الله عز وجل فهذا قليل.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that when a young person, despite this recklessness and despite the desires and whims that are characteristic of a person who is young, despite this, the fact that this young individual makes incumbent upon himself obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is upright upon that, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that in reality this quality is minimal.
ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد أي ينتظر الصلاة إلى الصلاة وقلبه مع الصلاة فغالبا إذا انتهت الصلاة انتشر الناس في قضاء حوائجهم ولكن قليل من يجلس في المسجد وأقل من القليل من يجلس إلى الصلاة التي تليها.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated, and the third quality is this individual whose heart is connected to the masajid. And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala gave the example of this individual, his heart is connected to salat in the masjid, he waits for the next prayer. And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that this is minimal amongst the people. Most people, after the prayer, the people go out in their respective places to take care of their needs. And it is smaller amount of people actually sit after the prayer, and even a smaller amount of people sit in the masjid after the prayer and wait for the next successive prayer.
ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرقا عليه.
And the fourth one, two individuals, they love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them together when they came together upon this, and they left upon this love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
غالب معارف الناس مصلحة.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the majority of relationships between the people is based upon maslaha, some sort of benefit.
عرفت فلان وفلان عرف فلان. فلان وش وظيفته؟ فلان وش مكانته في المجتمع؟ فلان مسؤول، فلان كذا. ماذا أستطيع أن أحقق من خلال معرفتي بفلان؟ أو المصالح التي أستطيع أني أستثمرها من خلال هذه المعرفة؟ صارت كثير من الأخوة أو المعارف من أجل مصالح الدنيا.
الشيخ رضي الله تعالى said that with the majority of people, the relationships that exist between them are based upon this masalih or some sort of benefit. And the Shaykh رضي الله تعالى gave the example. I know such and such, he works for such and such company, he has such and such position, or so and so, he's in a managerial position. The Shaykh رضي الله تعالى stated that many of the people, they have these relationships and they think, what can I benefit from my relationship with this person who is in such and such position? What is the benefit to be gained from my relationship with this person or my knowing this person? And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala reiterated that the majority of relationships between people is based upon this. Some sort of masalih or benefit to be gained from a person knowing someone else.
يعني أعرفك لله وحبك لله ولا أريد منك شيء من أمور الدنيا إنما هذا من أجل الله قليل من الناس.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that this quality of loving others for the sake of Allah is very minimal. I know you, and I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I don't want anything from you with regard to worldly benefits. Rather, my relationship with you is based upon love of Allah azza wa jalla. We come together based on mutual love for Allah, and we love each other for the sake of Allah. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this quality is very minimal amongst the people.
يقول ابن عباس
ابن عباس may Allah be pleased with him, his father, he stated
في قوله تعالى الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he mentioned with regards to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning that أخلاء, those people who are close to the dunya, on the day of judgment they will be enemies. إلا المتقين, except those people who have been described as having taqwa.
الخلة درجة عالية في المعرفة.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this word here, الخلة, is a high status with regards to mutual love and companionship. It is one of the highest levels of love that a person has for another and companionship. It's called in Arabic khulla.
ولذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كنت متخذا خليلا لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا ولكن صاحبكم خليل الرحمن.
And it comes to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stated that if I was to take a close companion in the dunya, I would have taken Abu Bakr as a khalil. But your companion, referring to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to himself, is saying that he was the khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يقول ابن عباس أصبحت عامة مؤاخاة الناس لأجل الدنيا.
And Ibn Abbas, he stated that the majority of brotherhood or companionship or relationships between people, it is based upon something to be gained from the dunya.
ما هي علامات الأخوة والمحبة لله الصادقة؟
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is asking the question he's going to give us. He's asking, what are the signs of loving for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, or taking somebody as a companion for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal? What are those signs?
من علامات المحبة في الله.
From the side of mutual love, or loving someone for the sake of Allah.
أن يحزنك أن أقع فيما يغضب الله وتنصح.
That the individual is saddened if his companion has fallen into something or committed something that brings about the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he advises.
أن يفرحك إذا أنا أطعت الله وتشجعني.
That second one, that you are happy if your companion does something that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you encourage him in doing so.
أن تذكرني إذا نسيت.
The third one, that you remind him if you forget.
أن تعلمني إذا جهلت.
That you teach him if he is ignorant of something.
أن تأخذ بيدي إذا انحرفت.
That you literally grab him by the hand and direct him if he has wavered from the path.
تقف معي في حال ضعفي.
That you stand with him in a situation where he may be weak.
بحسب قدرتك.
According to your means.
في الناحية الدينية.
With regards to the affairs of the religion.
في الناحية الاجتماعية.
With regards to societal affairs.
في الناحية المالية.
With regards to financial affairs.
في الناحية الأخلاقية.
And with regards to affairs related to akhlaq or character and manners.
هذا المحبة في الله الصدق فيها.
These are qualities of loving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sidq, or honesty and truthfulness in that.
لا يكون فيها حسد.
And that in this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the person doesn't have hasad or envy.
أو غل.
Or ghil, enmity.
أو تتبع عثرة.
Or the person follows, looking to find this person's faults.
أو الفرح بمعائبي.
Or that the person is happy with faults that his brother may have.
أو أن تفضحني.
Or that you expose certain faults or mistakes that the individual may have.
في الأسرار الخاصة بيننا.
Whether with regards to those things that may be secret between you all are not known except by the two of you.
إذا حصل مني ما يغضبك.
If something happens or something emanates from me that causes you to become angry.
هذه الأخوة الصادقة.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is true ukhuwa, true brotherhood.
لا تهزها مشكلات أو عوارض.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this true brotherhood is not moved by subsidiary affairs or certain things that may take place.
هذا هو رجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرقا على ذلك، أي كل منهم أحب الثاني ومات الآخر ولا يزال يحب الآخر في سبيل الله ولله، فمات على ذلك. يلتقون عند الله عز وجل على منابر من نور يوم القيامة، يربطهم الأنبياء والشهداء، وليسوا أنبياء ولا شهداء. من هؤلاء؟ هؤلاء المتحابين فيا، هؤلاء المتزاورين فيا.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that these are the qualities that are mentioned in this hadith of two individuals that have loved each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have come together upon that love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if one of them dies, he dies and his companion still loves him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of judgment, these people who have loved each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be on pulpits from life, pulpits of life. And the Anbiya, they will look at these individuals and be happy for them from what they have experienced, and they will ask, who are them, or who are these individuals? And it will be said to them that these are two individuals who have loved each other for my sake.
ورجل دعتهم رأى ذات منصب وجمال.
And the next quality is an individual, or the next individual is a person who, a beautiful woman or a woman who has that Mansabi, and she has a high social status and she is beautiful. She invites him or she seeks to seduce him.
فذات منصب في الناس أي لها مكانة لا يمكن أن يؤذيه أحد.
She has a high rank in the society, meaning that nobody can harm her due to her high status in the society.
فهذا جانب أمان له أن يمارس ما يريد دون أن ينال منه أحد شيء، لأن هذا منصب.
الشيخ عبد الله
مكانة اجتماعية لا يمكن أحد يعتدي عليه وهو عندها أو يقتحم عليه وهو عندها.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى stated that due to this high status, if this individual was to commit any indecency with her, the fact of her high status, nobody can enter upon her, so nobody will find them engaging in this act. And that was why it was mentioned here, due to her high status, not anybody could just enter upon her, so this individual could do what he pleased or do what she called him to without it being found.
فلا أحد يراقبه ولا يؤذيه ولا يحاقبه.
And due to the fact of her high status, nobody would take this individual to account or hold him to account for this indecency.
وجمال.
And the second quality of this woman is that she is beautiful or she has beauty.
ففيها باحث لممارسة الحرام.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that these qualities, they have those things that would seduce the individual or cause them to want to engage in this indecency with her.
From Tana.
And this individual, he refrains from doing so.
فقال, إني أخاف الله.
And he says, إني أخاف الله. Verily, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
معنى قوله, إني أخاف الله.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala, he's thinking, this individual is saying, verily, I fear Allah.
أي جميع وسائل الأمان لا تمنعني من أن يقع علي من الله شيء.
That all of those affairs of security from Allah's punishment, not
جميع وسائل الأمان التي هيئت له لم تمنعه من أن يسلط الله عليه.
All of those things that may secure this individual and allow him to engage in this act, nothing will protect him from the severity of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فذكر شيء غير موجود لا بالمنصب ولا بالجمال وهو مراقبة الله فهو يخاف الله.
And this individual, he mentioned things that are not mentioned in this hadith. The fact that this woman enjoyed a high status and the fact that she was beautiful, this individual mentioned مراقبة الله, or being aware that Allah knows what he engages in.
يعني وسائل التي هي هناك شيء أعظم منها.
That even though this individual may be secure with regards to this action, meaning that nobody can take him to task, there is a greater power, and it is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ورجل تصدق بيمينه.
And the next individual is an individual who gave sadaqah with his right hand.
ولا تعلم شماله.
And his left hand doesn't know.
ما معنى؟
What does this mean?
أقد أخفى ما أنفق دون أن ترى أعضاءه بعضها بعض.
That this
individual. عن أن يراه الناس.
That this individual hid his giving in charity so much so that his limbs don't even know what the other limbs engaged in. So what more? This alludes to the fact that the people, they are unaware of what he does.
وهذا من المبالغة في إخفائها حتى لا ينكسر قلب المتصدق عليه.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this individual, he hides the sadaqah or he does it inconspicuously so that it doesn't hurt the feelings of the person who is giving that sadaqah.
وقد يتصدق الإنسان في العلانية من باب حتى الآخرين يشجعوا.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that despite this, an individual may give sadaqah in front of the people so that it is an encouragement or it serves as an encouragement for others to do so as well.
قال ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عينه.
And the last individual is an individual who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude to such an extent that this individual began to cry, his eyes teared from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يعني في واحدة تذكر عظمة الله, تذكر قوة بين يدي الله, تذكر فبكى خوفا من الله, فجأة من الله, ليس عندها أحد, لا يسمع أحد, لا يرى أحد, ولكن استشعر خوف الله فغلبته عيناه فدمعت.
This individual, he is in solitude and he remembers or he ponders about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the severity of his punishment. And this individual, he's by himself, he's in solitude, nobody hears him, nobody sees him, but due to the fact of this pondering on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and some of Allah's attributes, it causes this individual's eyes to water.
لو تتأمل في هذه السبعة أمور كلها أمور خفية.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that if you reflect upon these seven individuals that are mentioned in this hadith, you find that these seven qualities, they are khafiyah or they are hidden.
إلا إمام عادل, أي ظهر العدل منه.
Except the one, the Imam al-Adil, the just ruler, this is something that is known and seen as emanating from him.
ما علامات العدل؟
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is saying, what are the signs of the adil? What are the signs of adil? يعني justice.
تحكيم الشريعة.
Ruling by the Sharia. Allah's legislation.
أن يكون هناك ما ينصف الناس بعضها من بعض ويأخذ حق بعضها من بعض بموجب المحاكم الشرعية المبنية على قال الله قال رسوله.
That which gives people their due rights, the rights that they may be deserving from one another, and this is due to ruling by Allah's legislation by establishing courts that rule by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن المقسطين عند الله على منابر من نور الذين يعدلون في حكمهم وأهليهم وما ولوا رواه مسلم
وما ولوا لما تولوا من ولاية
وما ولوا
هذا بمعنى أوسع من فقط أن نرى عدل الحاكم هذا حتى الرجل في أهله لابد أن يكون مقسط أي عدل.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this includes the just ruler and it also has a broader meaning even with regards to one's family that the individual is just with regards to his family.
ما معنى العدل في الأهل؟
And what does this mean being just with one's family?
هذا لمن عنده أكثر من أهل.
This means the individual who has more than one family.
يعني زوجتين فأكثر.
More than one wife, two wives or more.
وما غلوا أي من عمال أو خدم أو من هم تحت ولايته كأبناء.
And also this individual is just with regards to those people who are under his responsibility, whether they be children, whether they be workers, whether they be anybody, or this applies to anybody who this person is responsible for.
فكل من تحت ولايتك لابد أن تقصد بينهم. أنت مدرس عندك طلاب. اقصد بين الطلاب.
So anybody who is under your responsibility, you must be just and fair with regards to those under your care or responsibility. If you're a teacher, you must be fair and just with regards to the students who are under your responsibility.
أنت مدير عندك موظفين. اقصد بين الموظفين.
You are a supervisor and you have workers. You have workers under or employees under you. You must be fair and just with regards to those employees under your responsibility or under your supervision.
قد تكون مدير عام تحتك مدراء.
You may be
وكل أوليته على من تحته. وهكذا.
You may be a general manager. You have managers under your supervision. Likewise, you must be fair and just with regards to those managers and anyone else under your responsibility and supervision.
أولاد عندك اعدل بين عيالك. عندك عيال وبنات اعدل بينهم.
With regards to your children, you must be fair and just between them. You have boys and girls. You must be just between your children.
إذن هنا مفهوم الولاية بمعنى أوسع كحديث كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. هنا يتناول العدل في من كانوا تحت ولايتك أي من وليت أمرهم.
The Sheikh Habib Allah said that here in the Arabic word wilaya, it has a more general meaning than just applying to the ruler and those under his guardianship. Rather, it applies to anybody who has been dispensed as being in charge or responsible for others under him. And this individual, it is incumbent upon him to be just and fair with those under his care or under his responsibility. So this wilaya, it is a more general meaning or constitutes a more general meaning than just simply being applicable to a ruler.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أوف بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول خيار أئمتكم الذين تحبونهم ويحبونكم وتصلون عليهم ويصلون عليكم وشرار أئمتكم الذين تبغضونهم ويبغضونكم وتلعنونهم ويلعنونكم. قال قلنا يا رسول الله أفلا ننابذهم؟ قال لا. ما أقاموا فيكم الصلاة؟ لا، ما أقاموا فيكم الصلاة. مسلم.
هذا الحديث لا يحبه الخوارج.
The Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the Khawarij, they do not like this hadith. They're not pleased with this hadith.
لماذا الخوارج لا يحبون هذا؟
Why don't the Khawarij like this or appreciate this hadith?
لأنهم لا يحبون ولاة أمور المسلمين منذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Why? Because they are not pleased with the Muslim rulers from the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فأولهم قال لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اعدل.
Why? Because the first of the Khawarij, he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, be just, O Muhammad.
قال ويلك إن لم أعدل من يعدل.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم responds to this individual, he said, ويلك, who is just if I am not just?
ثم قال يخرج من ضئضة هذا.
And the
Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, ثم ذكر وصف الخوارج.
Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that it will emanate from the oxygen of this individual, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave a description of the Khawarij and their affair with regards to worship.
الثلاجة يا أولى خد سافة خدها في الثلاجة باردة على حلقك غليين وهم يكفرون الحكام وإن أقاموا الصلاة كيف وأنت في بلدان حكامها يأمرون الناس بالصلاة ليس فقط يقيمونها يأمرون أن تقام
الشيخ حمد الله تعالى said that the Khawarij, they make takfir, or they declare the Muslim rulers as being non-Muslims. And despite the fact that they established the Salah, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that what more for a country who orders that the prayer is established and order that the people pray.
ويؤمر المحلات أن تغلق حتى يذهبوا للصلاة ويجتمعوا
and the country orders that the shops be closed so that the people will observe the prayer.
الخوارج لا يعجبهم إلا أن يحكموهم فقط.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that the reality is that the Khawarij, they are not pleased except that they are the rulers.
حتى لا زالت لما حكموا بعضهم كفر بعض.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that so much so that even when some of them were in a position of being rulers, they made takfir of each other, declaring each other as being non-Muslims.
فلا يستغرب خروج الخوارج على الخوارج.
So the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that it is not a strange affair that the Khawarij will revolt from amongst the other Khawarij.
وأعظم مثال لهذا العصر جبهة النصرة خرجت على داعب وتقاتل.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that an example is Jabhat al-Nusra and Da'ish, the fact that Jabhat al-Nusra separated from them and they began to fight amongst each other. Khawarij revolting against other Khawarij. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عياض بن حمار رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أهل الجنة ثلاثة ذو سلطان مقسط موفق ورجل رحيم رقيق القلب لكل ذي قربى ومسلم وعفيف متعفف ذو عيال رواه مسلم.
هؤلاء ذكر الشاهد هنا ذو سلطان مقسط موفق أي له سلطان وعادل في حكمه فموفق بإذن الله عز وجل. هذا في وصف أهل الجنة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that these three characteristics from the people of Jannah, or these three categories of the people of Jannah, the first one, the just ruler, the ruler who is just and fair, and due to this he is given success by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, or from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This was the first one that was mentioned.
وإذا أتت الأوصاف لا تنزع أعيانهم أحياء.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if certain descriptions come, we do not specifically apply them to people who are living.
إلا من شهد له رسول الله في الجنة.
Except this is regarding the description of the people of Jannah. If a person has a description, we don't say that about a living person, except those people who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bore witness or testify that they are from the people of paradise. Living people, we don't testify or bear witness that they are from the people of paradise.
لكن نرجو للمحسن ثوابه ونخشى على المسيء عقابه.
Rather, our position is that the person who dies upon good, or the person who is upon good and dies upon good, we hope for this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him. And the person who died upon bad, we fear for the Allah's retribution or the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this individual. But we don't specifically say about a living person that is from the people of paradise.
أما الحي الذي بيننا
but the person who is living amongst us
لا يقال هذا من أهل الجنة.
We don't say that this person is from the people of paradise.
إلا الذين شهد لهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حياته.
Except those people that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم testified in the time of his life that they are from the people of paradise.
كالعشرة المبشرين بالجنة.
Like those who are commonly known as the عشرة المبشرين بالجنة, or those ten companions who are that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم promised the paradise and said that they were from the people of paradise.
ومع ذلك كفرهم الخوارج وقتلوا.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that despite this fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned these people, that these people are from the people of paradise, the Khawarij made takfir of them.
من قتل عثمان؟
Who killed Uthman?
من قتل علي؟
Who killed Ali?
وهكذا.
And likewise.
كلهم الخوارج.
They are from the Khawarij.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب وجوب الطاعة لولاة الأمور في غير معصية وتحريم طاعتهم في المعصية. قال الله تعالى أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم.
هنا هذا الحكم ليس معنى أولي الأمر تنزل على الوالدين أو تنزل على غيرهم، إنما هي للحكام الحاكم المسلم، هذا معنى الله أمر بطاعته، طاعته في القرآن.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that what is intended by ولاه الأمور here is specifically refers to the Muslim rulers. It does not apply to the parents, rather it applies to the Muslim rulers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written and made obligatory in the Quran the obedience to the ruler.
في أحد منكم نسى نسخة تفسير شرح رياض الصالحين؟
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that did anybody read the translation of رياض الصالحين؟
الأخ مطلق وجدها في المسجد. في أحد منكم نسي نسخته؟
قديم
لما وزعناها في البداية، في أحد نسي نسخته هنا؟
The first time we passed these out, did anybody read it from that time؟
لا. فيها على متعود العربية، ها؟ فيها؟
فيها ترجمة ليس.
هذه ترجمة. هي لك؟ بيت. أيه هو؟ أيه. طيب نعم. ف الله هو الذي أمر بالطاعة.
الله سبحانه وتعالى is the one who commanded us to obey the rulers.
والطاعة في طاعة الله. أما إذا أمرك بمعصية لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق.
And this obedience is with regards to that which is obedience to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. But if the individual is commanded to disobey Allah عز وجل, then the hadith applies that there is no obedience to the creation in disobedience to the creator.
أما إذا أمرك بأمر عام فيه مصلحة الناس فيجب عليك الطاعة.
But if the ruler obligates upon you or commands you to do something that has a general benefit for the general population, then it is obligatory upon you to obey.
كما يحصل في بعض ما ينظم أمور الناس.
Like those affairs that are helpful with regards to or intended to organize the affairs of people.
في مثلا الطرقات أو العبور أو المواقف أو البناء أو التصاريح أو السيارات أو فيما ينظم شؤون حياتهم وأمورهم، يجب عليك أن تنفذ هذا الأمر لأنه أمر على الجميع. بل حتى لو كنت في بلاد كافرة لا يجوز لك أن تخالف هذا الأمر العام.
Those mandates that are put in place for the general population or the betterment or the security of the general populace, whether they be related to traffic laws, whether they be related to licenses and so on and so forth, or building codes, or any of these mandates that have been put in place for the general population or the betterment of the general population or the general benefit of the populace of the society, it is obligatory upon you to obey the rulers with regards to this. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that even in the non-Muslim lands, with regards to these mandates that secure certain benefits for the general population, it is incumbent upon you to adhere to these mandates and laws.
فإذا وضع ولي الأمر نظام في أمور الدنيا، ليس في أمور الدين، لا في أمور الدنيا، بما يصلح حياة الناس ومعاشهم.
If a system is put in place, therefore, whereby it orders or systemizes or organizes the general affairs of the general population, it is incumbent upon you to obey him in this. And these are general affairs not related to affairs of the religion, rather affairs of people's worldly lives and their everyday affairs.
لا يجوز لك أن تتحايل عليه.
It is not permissible for you to look or find a way to scheme and plot to not obey these mandates.
أو تخادع.
Or to be deceitful or to deceive or to deal with it using deception.
أو تكذب.
Or to lie.
حتى وإن كنت في بلاد كافرة غير مسلمة.
Even if you're in a non-Muslim country.
وجودك في هذه البلاد أحد أمرين.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that you being in this non-Muslim country is under one of two affairs.
إما أنك مولود فيها وتحمل جنسيتها.
The first affair is either you have been born in this country and you have a nationality in this country, or you're a citizen of this country.
أو أنك قادم إليها بالعمل أو الفيزا أو ما إلى ذلك.
Or you have come to this Muslim country and you have some sort of visa that you have been given to be in this country, whether it be a work visa or any other visa, that you have been permitted to be in this country during those under those circumstances of the particular visa you have.
وهذا فيه شروط ومواثيق واتفاق.
Allah Ta'ala stated that the fact that you have this visa, there are certain conditions and there are certain terms and agreements that you have agreed to by accepting this visa.
وكلامي هذا في مصالح أمور الدنيا. بما لا يخالف معصية الله.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that his speech now, or what he's talking about, refers to general affairs, general mandates related to worldly affairs, provided that those things do not oppose the religion of Allah Subhanahu
wa Ta'ala. طريقة التسجيل، العلاج، الوظيفة، الأعمال، نظم الطرقات وهكذا يجب عليك أن تلتزم. لا يجوز لك أن تتحيل أو تعبث في كل مكان، بلاد إسلام، بلاد كفر، بلاد مجوس، بلاد وهم، بلاد أي بلاد، لا يجوز لك، لأن هذا الناس اتفقت على تسيير أمور دنياهم وهو لا يخالف أمر ديني عندك أنت. واضح؟ بمثال الطرقات الآن، الإشارة الحمراء تقف، لو قال قائل هذه الإشارة الكفار وضعوها أنا أمشي، ماذا يحصل؟ كيف أقف؟ أقف استجابة لأمر وضعه الكفار؟ هذا تسيير حياة الناس. السيارات أخضر تمشي، أحمر تقف، أصفر استعد، افعل كذا، ربط الحزام، الأمور هذه لسلامتنا نحن. لو الناس انفلتت هكذا لقتل بعضهم بعض، ولذلك إذا تعديت الإجارة عليك مخالفة، وهذا من باب التعزيرات المالية حتى الناس تنضبط ولا يكون عندها انتهاك لدماء الناس ويقتل بعضهم بعض باسم الخطأ. فمثل هذه الترتيبات وهذه التنظيمات لمعاش الناس وإصلاح أمورهم، وهذه في كل الأحوال يجب عليك الالتزام بها، ولو خالفت ذلك لعرضت نفسك والآخرين للخطر وتستحق العقوبة. فالنظام أو القانون أو الأنظمة التي جعلت لضبط هذه الأمور يجب على الناس أن تؤديها وفق ما فيها حتى تصلح أمور معاشهم ودنياهم. نعم.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى gave several examples with regards to what he intends by what he was saying. Those mandates or those laws, those organizational mandates that have been put in place for the system of the people with regards to bringing about a benefit for the overall population of the people. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that it is incumbent upon you to obey these mandates and these laws, provided that it is not built upon or comprising disobedience to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala gave the example with regards to recording your personal information, or regards to laws related to employment, or with regards to visa laws, or with regards to traffic laws. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala gave the example of a red light. So the person stopped and he said, why did I stop at this red light? The kuffar didn't put this red light. I'm not going to stop at this person. He runs the red light. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that it is incumbent upon you. Or the person is speeding, for example, he disobeys. He says, who put these traffic laws? The kuffar. So he speeds. Instead of going 120, he goes 170. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that these laws and mandates have been put in place to protect the blood of the people and the livelihood of the people and the lives of the people, so it has a general benefit for the overall population. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that it is incumbent upon you, obligatory upon you, to obey these laws. As in doing so, there is no disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's a general benefit for the overall population in you doing so. Because if people were disobedient with regards to these mandates and laws, they would not expose themselves and others to danger. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala gave the example of people losing their lives because people do not adhere to and obey these laws. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that this is applicable whether you are in the Muslim lands or in the lands of the non-Muslims, regardless of who those non-Muslims are. whether they come people of the book or people of old time, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is applicable in Muslim countries and in non-Muslim countries, as these mandates and laws have been put in place for the overall benefit of the people.
في بلاد المسلمين نتقرب إلى الله بذلك لأنها طاعة، وفي بلاد غير المسلمين نحترم ذلك لأنها ما يضبط شؤون الناس.
The Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that in the Muslim land we do this or we obey these mandates and laws seeking to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in doing so the obedience to the Muslim ruler, and in the non-Muslim lands we obey these laws as respect for these laws, respect for these mandates, as these mandates and laws have been put in place for the overall benefit of the general population.
معنا بعض الأخوة من الدول الأوروبية مرسل لي رسائل يشكر عليها.
And the Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala said that there are brothers the Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala said that right now some of the brothers that are listening from Europe, that they sent a message that thanking the Sheikh Habibullah Ta'ala, because the reality is that many of the Shabab, many of the young individuals, they are reckless, or they disregard these mandates and these laws that may have been put in place in the non-Muslim countries.
شكرا كمال عبد الله. نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال كنا إلى ما يعلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على السمع والطاعة يقول لنا فيما استطعتم. متفق عليه.
أي فيما يستطيع الإنسان، لا يكلف الله نفسه وسعا.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى stated that what is mentioned in this hadith is that the person is obedient with regards to his ability. As it comes in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states the meaning of that Allah does not put upon a person or overburden a person or burden the person with that which is too much for him to carry out or bear.
الحج وهو الحج.
The Shaykh عبد الله
لمن استطاع إليه سبيل وهو فريضة الله.
The Shaykh عبد الله
لمن بحسب الوسع والطاقة.
The Shaykh عبد الله تعالى stated that with regards to Hajj. And Hajj, of course, is from the pillars of Islam. It is not incumbent upon a person to do so unless he has the means and the ability to do so. Likewise, those things that are obligatory, it is restricted by what a person has the means and abilities to do so.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من خلع يدا من طاعة لقي الله يوم القيامة ولا حجة له. ومن مات وليس في عنقه بيعة مات ميتة جاهلية. رواه مسلم. وفي رواية له ومن مات وهو مفارق للجماعة فإنه يموت ميتة جاهلية. الميتة بكسر النون.
يعني أنه يأتي يوم القيامة لا عذر له، لا حجة له، أي لا عذر له.
This individual, يعني here what is meant in this hadith, this individual, he will meet Allah سبحانه وتعالى and he will have no excuse for
ما معنى خلع يدا من طاعة؟
And what does it mean that this individual removes his hand from طاعة or from obedience?
مد اليد لليد هو من مد يده باعه وقابل بمد اليد فتبايع الكل مد للآخر يده فإذا بايع إمامه وأعطاه صفقة يده هذا معنى صفقة يده من خلع يدا من طاعة أي نزع يده من الطاعة أي من البيعة ما معنى ذلك معناه أنه ترك التنبيذ لأن السمع الإصغاء والطاعة التنبيذ وفرق بين السمع والطاعة فالسمع هو الإصغاء الأمر والطاعة هي التنبيذ ولذلك ماذا قالت اليهود سمعنا وعصينا وماذا قال أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى stated that what is meant by removing one's hand from obedience. The Sheikh عبد الله تعالى stated that when one gives allegiance to the ruler, this is done by the person putting his hand in the hand of the ruler, and this is from the word بايع, meaning each individual gave the other individual his hand, صفقة اليد, the palm of his hand. They shook hands in this agreement or in this allegiance, and يعني the Sheikh عبد الله تعالى explained that when the person removes his hand from obedience, it means that this person disobeyed the ruler, meaning that he didn't carry out what he was commanded to do. And the Sheikh عبد الله تعالى stated that there is a difference between سمع, hearing, which is إصغاء, hearing what a person has been commanded to do, and ta'a, meaning that the individual has obeyed, he has carried out what he was commanded. The Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala stated that the individual did disobedience, meaning that this individual did not carry out what he was commanded to do, and this is the opposite of the Yahud. The Yahud, they said, Sami'na, they heard the command, wa'asayna, they disobeyed. And the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala stated that again, Sami'na, we heard, hearing the command, and ta'a refers to carrying out what the individual has been commanded. And what is written in this hadith, the individual removing his hand from obedience, meaning that he is disobeyed, he has not carried out the command.
وهذا يدل على لزوم جماعة المسلمين
وإمامهم. Also, in this hadith, it comprises the fact adhering, sticking to the jama'ah, the congregation of the Muslims and their ruler.
حتى ينجو.
So that they can, so that this individual can be successful on the day of, or safe on the day of judgment.
لأن من مات وليس في عنق البيعة مات ميتة جاهلية وأتى في رواية موت ميتة جاهلية أي وافق الجاهلية في موتتهم على إمام غير مبايع فالجاهلية هم الذين لا يرون ذلك فهو وافقهم في هذه الجزئية ليس معناه أنه مات كافر لا مات ميتة جاهلية أي مات موافقا للجاهلية بعدم مبايعة إمام فهم لا يرون الأئمة ولذلك العرب لم تجتمع قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم تجتمع إلا وقت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولذلك حاولوا بقدر المستطاع تشتيت هذا الاجتماع فلم يستطيعوا في وقت أبو بكر وحاوروا في وقت عمر وحرقوا الخوارج فقتل عثمان وقتل علي بعده وهكذا يسعون لأن اجتماع العرب نهاية الروم والفرس فلذلك تحرص هذه الطوائف على أن لا يجتمع العرب ولذلك كل محاولة اجتماع للعرب أهل الإسلام يسعون هؤلاء أن لا يكون هناك اجتماع ومما غاضهم في هذا العصر هذا التحالف وهذا الاجتماع فيما بين العرب المسلمين لأن اجتماع العرب بداية نصرة الإسلام وانتشاره فعودة هذا الأمر بالاجتماع عودة للأمر وسيعود بإذن الله وبدأ الإسلام غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ والعزة لله فقام الإسلام وانتشار الإسلام سيكون وتعود الأمور كما كانت بإذن الله عز وجل لا تقوم الساعة إلا بعد ذلك نعم
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى استني ذا what is mentioned in this hadith where the individual if he dies upon disobedience or dies upon not having bay'ah not having allegiance to the Muslim ruler this individual dies upon the characteristics of the people of Jahiliyyah And the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala stated that it does not mean that this individual dies upon disbelief, rather he dies upon a characteristic of the characteristics of the people of Jahiliyyah, meaning that they did not have allegiance to a ruler. And the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala brought to our attention that this was the characteristic of the Arabs, that they were not given allegiance to one particular ruler, and the Arabs were not united until, or did not come together, and were not united until the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala further mentioned due to this fact, the enemies of Islam, they are constantly at war with the unification, or constantly fighting and constantly trying to stop the unification of the Muslims and the Arabs. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated, why? Because them coming together, the Arabs coming together, is the beginning of the end of Rome and Force. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that, due to this fact, they are constantly trying to divide them. And it causes them rancor and anger when the Muslims come together under the banner of Islam. And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that from the time of the Sahaba until now, they are constantly trying to separate and divide the Muslims because they understand and they know that if the Muslims come together and the Arabs they come together, that this is the beginning of the end of Rome and force. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اسمعوا وأطيعوا وإن استعمل عليكم عبد حبشي كأن رأسه زبيبة رواه البخاري وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم السمع والطاعة في عسرك ويسرك ومنشطك ومكرهك وأثرة عليك، رواه مسلم.
هذا كله بيان حق ولي الأمر أنه مبني على الشرع وليس على المزاج.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that these two hadith are related to the affair of obedience to the Muslim ruler, and that this is from the Shara, this is from the Islamic legislation, from the religion, that the individual, it is obligatory upon him, and it is not based upon mizaj, but based upon somebody's feelings.
حتى لو على أثرة عليك، أي ما تكره أن يؤخذ منك أو ما تكره أنت، لأن المصلحة العامة في الاجتماع مقدمة على أن يفوت حق للأفراد بعض الأفراد.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala is saying that in the last part of the second hadith, even if the individual misappropriates wealth or takes somebody's wealth, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that it is still incumbent upon the individual to obey. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated why? Because this has benefit for the overall general population, that something may be taken from a minority or a single person for the betterment of the overall general population. And that's what is given preference.
هذه النصوص غُيبت عن المجتمعات الإسلامية قصدا وعمدا، وأثير بينهم النصوص المتعلقة بكلمة حق أمام سلطان جائر و الحكام طغاة، وأُلِبت نفوس الناس، ومثل هذه النصوص تداولها قليل، بل الذي يتداولها هو في دائرة الاتهام والطعن، وهذا ما سعت فيه بعض الفرق والجماعات التي هي شؤم على المسلمين، وكان من آثارها هذه الفوضى العالمة التي ركبوا هم حتى مارسوها، شعروا أو لم يشعروا، ولكن بال للناس عوار ما هم عليه ومجوهم.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that these texts that we read, the sexual proof in regards to obedience to the rulers, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that these texts have been hidden from the people intentionally. And there are those groups, those misguided individuals and misguided groups, they have filled the people with certain statements, like the statement of truth in front of an unjust ruler is a form of jihad, and other things that they say, the rulers who are duhat or false deities, and other things that they have filled the ears and the heads of people with, and they have hidden these truths that necessitate the obligation of obedience to the rulers. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that this misguided groups, it has become clear to the general population of the evilness that these people are upon and their intentions behind doing so. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that so much to such an extent that the people who mention or remind these people of these texts of obedience to the rulers, that they are in the circle of being accused or accusations that people give to them when they recite to them these sexual proofs of obedience to the rulers.
نكمل إن شاء الله في المجلس القادم. أسأل الله يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح، وبالله التوفيق، وصلى الله وسلم على محمد، وبارك الله فيكم أجمعين. الأخوة ينتظرونكم على ضيافة بسيطة. صفي.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala concluded tonight's lesson. We will continue from the page we left off next week, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala concluded tonight's lesson by making supplication to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to bless us with beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala is reminding you all that the brothers of the masjid, they have invited you all to partake in coffee and tea and sweets. All of you are welcome. And we will resume next week, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.